I am sure that like Neep, many of you love going to weddings. Do you? Yes. And apparently, the Blessed Virgin Mary loved weddings as well. And somehow, she probably was responsible for the fact that they ran out of wine. And why do I say this? Because the gospel said there was a wedding and the mother of Jesus was there. And then it says Jesus and his disciples were also invited. So probably Mary didn't read her invitation properly where it said plus one and she brought plus 13. However, she was also the one who noticed that they had run out of wine. And look at the way in which she approached Jesus. She didn't go fussing around. She just went and said, "They have no wine." She just stated a fact. They have no wine. And she knew that her son was going to do something about it. But what I also find very interesting is that in the Old Testament, based on our first reading, and what we understand from some of the things that St. Paul would write about later on, is that the relationship with God, the relationship between God and his people, is likened to a marriage. So this should help us to understand how important God sees the marital relationship. That he could see this as a means of saying, this is what my relationship with you should be like a marriage. So maybe on this day, we should ask ourselves the question, why is it that we're having problems in religion today? And I believe we're having these problems because there is a breakdown in marriage. A breakdown in marital relationships. So I'm happy that Ed and Pat are here today. I don't know where they are, but they're celebrating their 63rd wedding anniversary. And when I met with them earlier on today, they were looking at each other. I thought that they were 18 years old. They still had that look. And therefore, when we think of the problems we have today, we see that marriages have run out of wine. They have run out of wine. And how do we know this? We have couples that are not even sleeping in the same room. That's a problem. And they're not sleeping in the same room, not because, you know, usually the husband has a snoring problem. But they're not sleeping in the same room because they are not having a good time with each other. When we have couples, and I tell you that I am pained so often in confession when people say certain things and I may give a penance and I'd say, what I'd like you to do is to meditate on, you know, the luminous mysteries with your spouse. And then I get the response, Father, I can't do that because we don't pray together. And sometimes we see those same people who don't pray together come to church and they are extraordinary ministers of Holy Communion. That's a problem, my brothers and sisters. That's a big problem. Because we're not living good lives. And we see people going on separate vacations. We see people having disagreements in the way that they bring up their children. It's in these ways that we see that marriages have run out of wine. And therefore, we need to present those marriages again to Jesus. And therefore, if we have couples here today who know that their marriage has run out of wine, just say to Jesus, "We have no wine." And Jesus is not going to ask the same question that he asked Mary. But Jesus is going to say to you, "Fill up your water jars. Fill them up." And notice he didn't say, "Put some water in the jars," but rather, "Fill them up." Because what he's saying, that the best is yet to come. I know that my parents, they had their issues in marriage. But I've never seen them not sleep in the same bed. They had their issues. So much so that when my father died, my mother said, "Look at this. This man has upped and died just when we were beginning to enjoy ourselves." So sure enough, the best wine was still on the way. And Jesus is saying to you, the best is yet to come. And that is what hope is about, isn't it? So that when we live in hope, we know that there is something better to come. And I can assure you that when we see the improvement in marriages, there will be an improvement in the church. So I always rejoice when I see young families come and they have their children. And I'm hoping and praying that they will continue until the children bring grandchildren. So the best is yet to come. So let us then present our families again, our marriages to Jesus Christ, present them today. And ask him to do something. But he will also ask us to do something. And that is why Mary said, "Do whatever he tells you. Do whatever he tells you." So therefore, Jesus has nothing new to say because he says the same thing over and over again. And yes, he expects that these same things will bring about new results. So how will you fill up your water jars? What is it that you need to do? There are different ways of filling up these water jars for each person, for each marriage. So you have to look and see what is lacking in your marriage and make the decision to fill that up. And to fill it up not next week, but today. Today. Today is the day that he wants you to do that. So I would recommend that you start praying with each other. Praying with each other. And if you have moved out of the bedroom, move right back in today. And if your spouse is not in agreement with that, go and speak with your priest tomorrow. Tell your priest that your spouse is not in agreement with what he or she vowed when they got married. That's how we have to do it. Because we have to take things very seriously. And so, God wants to build up your marriage. And God wants to build up the church. So we heard in our first reading, as a young man marries a virgin, so your builder will marry you. Your builder. So it means that God wants to build. Always, He wants to build up. And therefore, as He builds you up, He wants you to be engaged in your marriage in the same way that you are being expected to be engaged in the liturgy. Because every time at the liturgy, well, here at Mary Queen, we invite people to enter into the liturgy, you know, through full, conscious, and active participation. That's what you need in your marriage. Full, conscious, and active participation. So what does that look like? You know what it looks like. Because you probably can recall what happened when you first got married. So enter again into your marriage. And so at the end of this Mass, I'm going to ask all the married couples to stand, and I'm going to give a special blessing to them. So if we have any person up here, you know, you'll have to go back down and find your spouse and stand with him or her for that blessing. To do this together. So my sisters and brothers, let us begin again. Let us do this. Let us build up the relationship, and let us build up the relationship with God, so that our church that is founded on Jesus Christ will indeed grow and just keep on growing, because that is what God wants. And so just as you took your vows until death with the church, it's not until death, but actually through death, because we know that death is not the end of our relationship with God, but we want to go until death in the marriage and go through death into eternal life.